Hello, Exercises for Injuries blog readers. This is Rick Casselge with another interview for you. Today I have an interview of a success story of a fellow that is using exercise to help overcome his traumatic brain injury. So I've got Mike Shilton on the line, and Mike, I'll get you to kind of briefly introduce yourself and kind of let people know a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Rick. It's a privilege to be with you. Let's see, back in 2002, my wife and I were run over by a truck. It was like a Ford F-350, and we were in a Honda Civic, and we were sitting still waiting to turn, and he rear-ended us, and witnesses said our car blew up into heaps of pieces, run into oncoming traffic, and the good news is we survived, and my wife was pregnant with our first child at the time, 11 weeks pregnant, and that child is now our 7-year-old son, so he's our miracle child, and we've had quite a scary event that took place.
Okay. And then how have you used exercise to kind of help in your recovery?
Well, at first exercise was incredibly painful. I went through a number of years of physical rehab. The first stages was physiotherapy, and they would do ultrasound and heat and massage and all kinds of different things, and they would have me move some things around. The most I did at that time was walking on a treadmill real slow, and it took quite a few months before I was able to get to that stage. As I went through the different rehabilitation programs, they had me doing different types of movements. And when I first looked at the movements, you know, they'd say, okay, we want you to sit on this ball and lift your leg. And I was thinking to myself, you've got to be kidding me. And I tried it, and I was in pain, and I was just going, oh, my goodness, and I felt like a failure. And so there was quite a process of retraining to understand that what I was being asked to do would help me, and it actually took me years to believe that. After going through many of the rehab programs and finally getting to weight, I was assigned personal trainers with the OTs, and I often didn't believe what they had to say. You know, I just like, yeah, you know, that's not for me, you know, because I was in so much pain. And so I had about 4 or 5 different personal trainers just because I kept firing them. and a lot of it had to do with my brain injury. You know, being paranoid about people is one of the effects of that I had with the mild traumatic brain injury.
Okay. And then what tips do you have for people if they work with someone with, like, a minor traumatic brain injury?
Oh, never give up. Never give up. You know what? It was those years of working with the many different trainers. I still remembered what they said, even though I didn't agree with it. And so each of those trainers and the OTs that worked with me, I'm sure they were thoroughly frustrated with me. What they had to say never left me, and into CrossFit, and CrossFit is another level of fitness all on its own. You know, the folks at Langley CrossFit, you can they've got a website, langleycrossfit.com. I went into their place in the first month during their boot camp. I probably passed out 4 to 5 times per class. It was such a shock to my system. But what kept me going was I was thinking clear about 2 hours or so after the workout. I mean, I was tired, but I was thinking clear, and that gave me some hope. And what ended up happening was I started experiencing the benefit of doing exercises to help my injuries. And the coach there, he would say, listen, you're not strong enough to do a power clean of 190 pounds, so don't beat yourself up. Let's start with a PVC pipe and get the technique right. And so we just focused on technique for all the different types of movements, and we'd do it over and over and over again, and then we work up to the metal bar for doing the barbell, you know, and that's 45 pounds. So we'd do the movements again with that, and so over time, I got stronger and stronger and stronger. So now I think my PR at the moment for a power clean is 195 pounds. It might be 200, I can do a deadlift of 403 pounds now. I can do 36 pull-ups in a row. So I've come a long ways. I still deal with pain. Today we had an exercise, a workout that included ring dips, and for me that's like a nemesis for me. But I'll get stronger, and so from the car crash years ago, I tore some muscle in my back, and so when I do the ring dips, I'm having to work that area in my upper back that got damaged. So there's still a bit of pain there, but I'm becoming stronger. So all what seems to be taking place is the good muscle is building, and so I just take my time, do what I can. I started out. The coach said, listen, you can't support all your weight on the ring, so jump up and slowly let yourself down. And so I did that, and then had rubber bands that I was using to support my weight, and now I'm doing them without the bands. In today's class, I was the last to finish. You know, I'm becoming strong. I'm not the strongest in the class, but I'd like to think I've got a good attitude. You know, never quit, never give up.
Good. So
and these things when I'm feeling down and you know, you get to this point in the workouts where you're just working so hard and you want to give up, I start telling myself, these are my meds, these are my meds, these are my meds, because that's what helps me pull up my thoughts and just get into it and finish that workout.
So. Awesome. So it sounds like it's been quite, you know, quite a journey starting off with, like, low-level physical therapy, just learning the basic tasks of movement, then moving into the gym with the occupational therapist and the personal trainer to start working on your conditioning. And now you yourself have kind of taken the next step and continued your rehabilitation on your own doing CrossFit. And with CrossFit, it sounds like they really took a lot of time to make sure that you had the correct technique before you started really pushing yourself.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's ongoing as well. It never ends. And, you know, the thing with having an injury is there's no magic pill that'll just take it away. And the thing with exercise is you can't just do it once and think your injury is going to be gone, you know. For me, there's a couple things that are happening. The exercise, it's so intense. It helps me mentally. It helps my brain. I'm now clean off of all my meds. Since August 2008, that was the last time I was on medication, and I've been under constant doctor's supervision, and so it's been quite a challenging time. You know, my wife and my family, they've been a huge support. You know, having that support system around you is huge, but I still deal with the physical pain as well, and now that I've experienced the benefit of exercise. challenge of people. I hope they can take home, don't give up, don't ever give up, you know, because your clients, they're receiving it. They may not do it right away, but they won't forget it. And I really appreciate all the folks that have helped me over the years.
Okay. And do you have any last tips to leave with people, leave with the readers of the blog?
Yeah, just don't give up. You know, Rick, I really appreciate what you have to say on the blog. I implement a lot of the exercises myself to help. You know, if I've done a bit more than I should have, and I'm feeling a bit tender, I'll take a few steps back and do some of your exercises, and that just helps me put things back into place. You know, it's just encouraging to have a network of people to work with that help move forward. And you're one of those people on my team, so I'm really grateful for that. Thank you very much, Ray.
Thank you very much, Mike. And Mike, you have your own blog on your workouts, and you're kind of helping people too with the business that you have at home.
Yeah, we've got a home based business that is called TheraChair, and we've got we decided to I couldn't go back to my old job just because of the injuries, and I was easily overwhelmed, so I started a business with robot massage chairs. And they helped me a lot. I'd like to think that all the help that I was given was worth an education, you know. so it sure took a long time, and the massage chairs helped me a lot. They measure people first before they give them the massage, and we've got some great clients like the BC Lions, Global TV, WorkSafe BC, and a number of others. And so we do little things like rent them out to people's homes, because that website's www.therachair.com, and Thera is in therapeutic, and then chair, so therachair.com. And then I've got a blog. I put my my experiences with my ongoing workouts on the blog, and I call it puremeds.com, so pure-meds.com. And if your readers are interested in following along and commenting, I welcome your comments.
Awesome. So thank you very much, Mike, for doing an interview for us on the exercisesforinjuries.com blog. Your story is very inspirational, that it is a journey to recover from, you know, even a severe injury like you had with a mild traumatic brain injury, and that your rehab really kind of never ends. You're always moving and exercising to help recover. So thank you very much, Mike, and thank you very much, blog readers. This is Rick Kasalich from exercisesforinjuries.com signing off. Take care and bye-bye.